cheap. One voice rises above the rest. A voice of reason, of intelligence, that resonates with hope and the promise of a brighter tomorrow.
What? No one's gonna buy that crap. Just cue the regular cheesy intro.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Loose Jack Show!
Show number 23 for Monday, September 14th, 2009.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
And now, a man who believes that time travel is just a waste of time. Get it? Waste of time travel. Your host, Lou Costanzo.
Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Get out of here, you mouth breather.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I am your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show.
Shoot him, Daddy. Shoot him at once.
Hey, watch where you point that thing. Our main website is www.loutrekshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loutrekshow. That's all one word, LOUTREKSHOW at gmail.com. If you keep your email somewhat brief and to the point, I will work them in as part of a future show. In fact, today, ta-da, we finally got viewer mail. Viewer mail. I'm so pumped up for that. Exactly. I am pumped for viewer mail. And you could follow us on Twitter by going to loutrekshow.com/Twitter. If you wish to leave us a voicemail, you can do so by using Skype at Lou Trek Show. Again, all one word on Skype. Or if you wish to call us directly from your cell phone, I hope not, or from your home phone, which would be better, you can call it area code 630-WWW-TREK, T-R-E-K, 630-WWW-TREK, or 999-8735 for those who like the numbers. And we've got a good show. It's going to be a little tribute tonight, so we're going to get right into it. And to do that, we need to introduce our co-host. And now, a man who likes piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. The Lou Trek Show is proud to present your co-host. Oh, wait. I forgot he's Klingon. He's not going to like that at all. Wait. Here we go. And now, the Lou Trek Show is proud to present your co-host, Brian Dettamore. Welcome, plow back at you too, Brian. What's happening?
I would have introduced in there with Worf, but if I do, I'm liable to end up coughing my lung out.
Yeah, that would probably not be good. Well, Brian, we have had a turbulent week, haven't we?
Oh, man, it's been the worst week for me I have had in a long time.
Absolutely.
On last week's show, we had a friend of mine in Klingon space, a dear friend of mine named Jill Curry. We all know her as Lushy, the cat, because she's a catatin. It's a cat-like race of people. Her father passed away.
Yeah.
And just this Monday, a dear friend of mine has passed away as well. Commodore Dave Hicks, who was the first officer on board the USS Defiant in Starfleet Command, Starbase 6 area. It has shocked everybody. He went in for congestive heart failure, and he was waiting for a transplant, and he never got the transplant, and he passed away. And it's been devastating for especially the commanding officer and the CMO of the Defiant and past members and crews of the USS Defiant, because this is the second time they've lost a first officer. They had another one die of cancer a few years ago, and now Dave's passing. It's hit a lot of us old-timers hard. And today I wanted to read some of the stuff that was sent to me by members of Starfleet Command and the USS Defiant crew and give this tribute to Dave because Dave deserves it. And I'm also going to remind everybody tonight, too, that at Starbase Indy, there will be a wake in his honor at the convention. And we here at the Loot Track Show have been asked to tape that for everybody for the event. And I will personally be there to host it and be there to tape it for his family and for members of Starfleet Command and for other Star Trek fans that knew Dave that can't make it to the convention. And I want to thank you, Lou, for allowing me the time today to talk about Dave and talk about what's being planned in his name. He was a very dear giant of a man, and he will be missed by a lot of people.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah, why don't you go ahead, and I do want to let everybody know that when I said that we have viewer email, that's not what
I was
saying.
Do the viewer email first.
No, we're gonna do our viewer submission when we do our main topic, which, you know, we had scheduled how to make Star Trek funnier, and, you know, and I realize this, we're gonna go and do a tribute and then go from that to how to make Star Trek funny, but I don't know Dave at all, not at all, but I would assume he would want us to continue and not be so down, so. One way to keep us back up is to go into how we would make Star
Trek. Gary told me what his life was the last few days. This is a man who went through a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, with a smile and the heart of a warrior. He never once complained. He never once did. He just smiled at everything that was going on around him. Even up to his death, he was always smiling. He was reassuring everybody. He was thinking about it, everyone else's feelings. He was a real gentle giant of a man. Yeah. And it's when I found out, I have really been hurt the last few days, and it's really gotten me a lot to get back on here to talk about it today. And I know that the people who sent stuff really had to really force themselves to send me stuff that they sent, but they sent it because they want everyone to hear this show tonight, to hear how we feel about Dave and how much he will be missed.
Sure, why don't you go ahead and read some of that?
Yes, I will. First off, I'm going to speak mine. Dave was a very big, very tall, very gentle man, very intelligent, very thought-worthy. He always gave everything he had to everybody. And when I first met him, Gary had asked me to come to the Defiant meeting. He wanted my advice on some projects, and he wanted me to come to a Defiant meeting, and he needed a ride. So he asked me to take. When I met Dave, it was like looking up at Godzilla, because this man is at least 6'5". I think he's 6'7", actually.
So he would have made a good Gorn monster.
Oh, yes, he would have. He would have been an excellent Gorn.
Cool.
But to the family of Dave Hicks, I never really knew him as well as the Defiant crew and the Reliant crew knew him, but it was a great honor to have known him and to serve alongside him, and I will definitely miss him. He will always be in my thoughts. He'll always be a part of me, and I personally sympathize with you from the great loss that you guys have received, and it was time for him to come up and join Admiral Daly and Admiral Sundstrom. They needed a membership services officer, so they must have pulled him on active duty again. In heaven.
Stovacor.
Yep. We're going to be doing a Stovacor dedication to him there at the convention.
Cool.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you what his commanding officer wanted me to read to him for him tonight.
Okay.
I'm sorry it's taken a long time to respond to you. It's been quite a week. I really don't have just one memory of Dave, but rather I like to talk about him in general. Dave Hicks is the kind of guy that once you meet him, you'll never forget him. Not only was he big in stature, almost 7 feet tall, but bigger in heart. Dave was always treated people with courtesy and respect. He gave you the shirt off his back, helped you out in any way possible, and only asked for your friendship in return.
I saw Dave 2 weeks ago tomorrow, before I went to Dragon Con. He had gotten out of the hospital that day. He was in lots of pain and sometimes agony. You could see this in his eyes, but never lost a sense of humor. He never complained. He was confident. He was confined to a wheelchair, pretty much bedridden, yet he still talked about the great time we were going to have at Starbase Indy this year. 1 week later, Dave went back to the hospital. This time he wouldn't come home. I spoke with him the day before his passing. He was full of optimism, and talked about getting out, coming home, and getting his heart transplant. That was the way Dave was, always looking at the good in everything. The next morning, I received a call from his family that they have taken him off the medication and he wasn't expected to last a day. Stacy and I raced over, but we were too late to say goodbye. Dave was deeply missed in his family. Not only was he a good friend for 15 years, but he was also the godfather of our son, Jameson, an honor that Dave was particularly proud of. In closing, I just want to say this. You were my friend, confidant, and brother, and you'll always be terribly missed. We love you. Gary Bartle. A hero needs not speak, for when he is gone, the world will speak for him. Arthur Unknown.
Very good.
Stacy wrote that, when I first met Dave, I was attending a track get-together with my future husband, Gary. I was held at the park that was on the bench. It was held at the park that was on the bench. I can't remember exactly where I had borrowed a swimsuit from a friend, and unbeknownst to me, it was completely see-through when he went wet. Gary, Dave, and myself were just chatting away and while having some instant friends. I remember Dave joking, telling Gary that if he didn't want me, Dave would gladly take me home with him. Once we were out of the water and getting ready to start the cookout, another fellow pointed out that my suit was so revealing. I remember being so mortified that I wanted to go home right then and there. I never forgot how Dave comforted me and put his arm around me and said, it was okay. At least now I couldn't hide from him because he knew where all my hiding places were. In that instance was my friend Dave. He was the most loving, caring, protective soul I know. He always made you laugh no matter what, and the world lost one of its greatest treasures, whose full potential had yet to bloom. These were the words of probably the two closest people to Dave, next to his family. And it's been hard. I won't say it isn't. It's been hard on me, and it's been hard on them. Dave, you will be missed. And this tributes to you, to Dave, to Commodore Dave Hicks of the USS Defiant. Let's give him the proper Klingon burial, my brother.
That's our growl.
That is for you. That is for you. That is for me, Dave, to you. Be noted, Stova Corps, that a great giant is coming to you. Beware.
Beware. Wonder how many battles he's already done.
If I know him, he's probably wiped out half the Black Fleet by himself.
Cool. Wish I'd known him. I wish I'd known him.
You would have loved him.
Cool. And of course, as usual, every week we have another celebrity death to talk about.
Yeah, I know. This one kind of hit me hard, too.
tell them about it.
Patrick Swayze passed away from pancreatic cancer. Today we want to pay tribute to him.
There we go.
She's like the wind through my tree.
All right.
This song was done by him for the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, which he starred in. He's also starred in several movies called Roadhouse, Black Dog, Red Dawn, and The Lost Boys. He's also recently been on the TV show The Beast on A&E. He'd be sorely missed.
Handsome devil. Handsome devil.
Yes, he was.
So, all right, Patrick. Hopefully you're in Stovacore, too.
Yes. He definitely has earned the right to be in Stovacore.
Sure.
I don't think anyone will ever doubt his warrior heart.
Sure enough. All right. Well, as we said earlier, this isn't all a downer show. We're going to go ahead and zip on through. And we had talked about how could we possibly make Star Trek funnier. But before we do, as everybody knows, we're going to attempt time travel in a couple weeks. But I was thinking, why don't we just go ahead and give it a try now? And how do you think we should do it to try?
Why don't we try a quantum singularity?
You think that will work?
What's the hurt? What are we going to do, die?
That's true. I mean, so if we go off to Stovacore too, I guess, then it's no big loss. So,
hey, if Kales can come back from Stovacore, why can't we?
True. Well, I know you. You'll probably have something in a trick in your bag just in case this doesn't work. But ready?
I didn't become a Dahar master without having something up my sleeve.
Excellent. So let's go ahead.
Usually a dagger.
All right, well, here we go. Let's turn the ship around and start heading there. Is that the singularity ahead of us?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
That is the singularity. Mr. Data, one half impulse, head towards the singularity.
But hold on, Brian. Mr. Data doesn't do that. Mr. Crusher does.
No, Mr. Data does.
No, Mr. Crusher plots the course. He's the con officer.
Okay, then you sit down at the con station and you plot the course.
That's true. I remember Chakotay took the con away from Paris many times. Okay, well, here we go. Hey, that looks pretty. Look at those pretty light. Uh-oh!
This is the bridge. All hands to emergency escape pods.
Quick, Brian, shut down the core.
Attempting to shut down warp core.
Shutdown is unsuccessful.
Oh no.
We're losing antimatter containment. You
okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Good thing I kept that emergency beam out code handy and readily available. We've both been dead.
Oh, man. What are we
going
to do?
But damn, Starfleet's going to get pissed at me because I just lost the Gorkon again.
No kidding.
They're getting tired going through those old Excelsior class starships with me.
What are we going to do if we can't get this right, man? I don't know what we're going to try next week if we even try at all. We should probably just scrap the whole thing. After all.
Oh, no. We'll find some way of getting through. Hey, let's try the ribbon next week.
The ribbon?
Yeah.
What's the ribbon?
Oh, it's a nice, it's a ribbon that floats through space, and if you get into it, it grants your greatest wishes and prayers. You just get addicted in it.
The Nexus.
Yeah.
Then I can live out my life as a porn star?
And I can live out my life trying to kill a porn star.
For those kids at home, a porn star is a Muppet on... Never mind. Never mind. They know better than that.
Okay. Now, remember, we're on the borderline of PG-13 here.
That's true.
We're into the R.
That's true. Let's just go ahead and pull it on through. Oh, never mind. Anyway, so how will we make Star Trek better? How would you make Star Trek better?
Make it funnier.
Oh, of course. How would we make it funnier?
I don't know. Give Dr. McCoy more bit lines. He was always funny.
Absolutely.
Damn it, Kirk. I'm a doctor. I'm not a freaking biohazard waste disposal, man.
How about Dr. McCoy, the stand-up comic?
Yes, that would be great.
Or
he's got enough one-liners, he'll be able to hold the crowd for months.
Or how about
especially if you throw Spock in there, and then you really have the good conversations.
I wonder how Data would have handled Tuvok.
Same way Data handled Mr. Spock.
Or how about Spock and Tuvok? Yeah.
That would be a very boring, dry subject.
Yeah, that's true. We'll mix them together and call them Two Spock.
Have him do rap?
Yeah, the Two Spock rap.
Tupac, yes. Two Spock.
The Tupac Spock rap.
Oh, I'll have to try that one out sometime.
Yes.
Hey, let's merge a Klingon and an Orion slave girl and see what we get.
Oh, Lord. I couldn't handle that.
If she don't beat you to death. I know what they call that. They call that a Dama Matrix.
Yeah. What a way to go. Warrior, why are you here in Stobakor? I merged a Klingon and a Orion slave girl.
Well, honey, someone's got to handle all you men.
Come on in. Well, I was thinking...
off and knock his block off.
Sure. I was thinking something like we can have the hair club for Bolians. And, of course, I got that from Jake Sisko when he talked about, you know, characters for a novel, and he said something about a Bolian trying to impress a Dabo girl with his toupee. And that's what I thought. Oh, that's great. Let's get the hair club for Bolians. Or, better yet, Quark is going to start up the Ferengi Charitable Association, which is a non-profit organization. Or I suppose, actually, that would be one of those more things at Star Trek that you'll never see. Or, here's one. How about a episode about how the prophets play a cruel joke on the Bajorans by sending them the orb of insecurity and doubt?
That's Sisko's.
Yeah, that's Sisko. That's the emissary. The emissary of...
He's not an emissary anymore. He's one of the...
prophets.
He's one of the prophets, so let's give him the insecurity one.
Yes. He's the prophet of anger and joy all mixed up in one. And of course, now tell me what you said about Guinan's hat.
Oh, I forgot what I said about Guinan's. Oh God, where in the hell did she get all those goofy ass hats?
I know. Let's replace Guinan's hat with a Red Sox ball cap.
I don't think the hair will fit.
No. Now I'm gonna do this viewer submission one, and this one came by. Let's see. I'm gonna need your help on this one. This was by General Karath Zanti Makura, commanding officer of the IKV Proud Vengeance. Did I say that right? I'm not a Klingon.
Yes, you did.
Very good. And the general says, "Hi, Lou," and his mighty Klingon sidekick, Karad. And what's the first thing you said when I said that?
Sidekick? Do I look like Robin to you?
Really? The boy blunder?
It's Superman and Batman. We just haven't figured out which one of us is going to be the almighty powerful one and which one's going to be the smart one.
We'll have the grudge match to the death for that one. All right, he says, I love...
Because either one of us are smart.
Yeah, right. He says, I loved episode number 22. You boys just keep getting better. Well, I don't know what he's been listening to. Now, he says, how would I make Trek funnier? A Betazoid wedding... an all-nude episode. I think that would be wonderful. It'd have to be in the Next Generation on the Enterprise, and Picard, Data, Worf, all of them would have to be nude, including Mr. Crusher, the ball of light. And then he says,
"Oh, you just want to see Counselor Troy naked."
I must confess. But I also want to bring back Sela, because technically she looks just like Tasha, and I could handle that. Okay, he also says, or make Star Trek the musical. Well, that's an interesting story. It says, the Buffy Vampire Slayer show did a great musical episode, Once More with Feeling. Well, how about doing a Star Trek episode, Once More with Ferengi? An alien race makes the crew sing out their feelings during important trade delegations. I'd say sing out their feelings during a confrontation or something. They have to sing Mr. Wolf Log Phasers. Anyway, I sing like sucky. Okay.
You don't say worse than me.
Yeah. An alien race
on that one.
An alien race makes the crew sing out their feelings during important trade delegations for the alien race's amusement. That's pretty much just about a lot of the original Star Trek series episodes, wasn't it? An alien's amusement at Kirk's expense. He says, I'd love to know what you think, and to be mentioned by the great Lou. Ooh, wow, what does that mean? That would be an honor.
Humble.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to humble a Klingon?
Yeah, but I'm not Klingon, so it's working. I'm blushing like crazy. Just the fact that the man actually wrote us, General Kareth Zantai.
Zantai apostrophe. You stop at the apostrophe.
Okay. General Makura, I thank you very much. You wanted your shout-out, you got it, boy. Thank you so much for writing to us. And anyone else, you want us to read your message, simple. Just send us an email at lutrekshow@gmail.com.
Or CLUSSGorkon@yahoo.com.
There you go. Or better yet, both. But then again, we forward things to each other, so why not?
Yes, we do.
All right, how about some more ways to make Trek funnier?
Way to make Trek funnier? How about I come on the show and I sing?
Let's see. How would that go?
Try doing our own comic routine.
Star Trek stand-up?
Star Trek stand-up on the Lou Trek Show.
Brian, did you hear about the Bolian who... No, I can't. I can't come off the fly like that. That's why I'm not a comedian. That's why I'm doing this. Okay. I'll...
See, you're funny now.
Yeah. You're like my Ed McMahon. He was paid to laugh, only you're not getting paid.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm being paid with companionship.
Well, of course, that man made millions of dollars go, ha, 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 you are correct,
sir. Yeah, I know,
sir.
And he wasted all of it. Remember, he went into bankruptcy
before
he died.
How did that happen? Okay, here's some more Trek funnies. Here's one I thought was hilarious. And, of course, I tried this on my wife, and it didn't work. But she didn't understand it. Okay. While Odo is in his pail, somebody moves it to a holosuite where he comes out to find it's a recreation of the space station, half-destroyed with dead bodies strewn all over the promenade.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be funny? He comes out of his pail, he walks out of the security office, and he finds dead bodies, hanging bulkheads, all over the place as a joke. Now that, I have to say, would actually be funny.
That would be something Quark would pull on.
Yes. Yes.
I can see Quark going in and bypassing all the security systems of the ship and teleporting him into one of his holo suites and then locking it up.
Yeah.
So he can't get out until he's totally freaked out. And then he opens up and says,
Quark! Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah, I'm arresting you for kidnapping.
Yeah, really?
No, you're the one that came into the holosuite.
Yeah.
You're the one that paid for it. I can't help it. You got a morbid sense of humor.
Yeah.
And knowing him, he'll have a credit. He'll show where Odo actually paid for it and everything. Mm-hmm. On DS9 funds, no less. And then Sisko will be involved in it going, Constable, what are you doing paying for holosuite time on Starfleet's buck? Especially doing something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me, Kieran Nerys. Cisco is in, is now one of the.
That's right. Yep.
He's a god now.
He's a prophet.
He's a god. He's not the emissary anymore.
No, he's a prophet.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Duh, duh.
Do you think they altered his nose to make him look like a Bajoran?
No.
Why not? He's a Bajoran prophet. He needs to be a anyway. Okay, well, I've got a couple. I got another one here. I think it would be funny if 1 year before retirement, Captain Picard is reassigned to the headmaster at a Liverpool elementary school.
That's bad.
That would be bad. Yes. Yes. You know, what we could do, if I can remember where my notes are, we could go through some of those things that you'll never see on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to do that
like
someday.
Like Picard ever leaving the bridge.
Yeah. He sits in his chair 24 hours a day.
No, I mean, he'll never relinquish command of the Enterprise.
Oh, no. 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 That's what I mean. You know, 1 year before retirement, so that way they don't have to pay him all his retirement benefits, because he's gonna get frustrated and quit.
Picard quit? Never.
Never. Never. Okay. How about...
They'll have to do like they did James T. Kirk. They're going to have to literally force him off the bridge. Because Kirk didn't want to give up the bridge neither, but they just said, "You're retiring, Kirk. Too bad. Get used to it."
Yeah.
You're done, motherfucker.
At gunpoint.
Pardon my language.
All right. Well, what else you got, Brian?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Well, while you're looking then, I've actually found something on doing a Google search. It says the top 20 funniest tweets about Star Trek movie. And here was one. Gatorade Mom said, "I think the movie was awesome, but damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a movie critic." McShee says, "Starfleet Academy is listed in Google Maps. Thanks for the lots, Google." Wow. Starfleet Academy is listed in Google Maps. I guess that would be in San Francisco, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And here's one that says, here's some alternate titles for J.J. Abrams' Star Trek. How about Fighting Nero? Or Star Trek, The Other Search for Spock.
Mm-hmm. God, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Star Trek was cool, but I kept hoping for Salias to break character.
Hey, I got a good one.
What?
Star Trek 12, The Rewrath of Khan.
He's dead. But is no, he? This is an alternate reality. He's very
yes,
much alive.
Yes, he could still be alive.
Very much. Here's one that says, it's like Rugrats on a spaceship. True. Yeah, it was almost like Rugrats. Rugrats. Do you know what a rugrat is?
Yeah, it's a baby.
Okay, guys. Brian's not too hip on this, so those with like me with the 7-year-old, Rugrats is a movie. They're little characters like Mikey or whatever.
Oh, that Rugrat.
Chucky. Did I say Mikey?
Yeah, I know what that movie. I know what yes. That show is.
There we go. Good. All right. Is Star Trek really Star Wars in disguise? I think these guys think so. That's stupid. I'm sorry. Let's see here. What else you got?
I'm still looking.
Wow, you're still looking. He really knows what he's doing, folks. I swear.
I got sent this thing a while back. It's the top 10. It's like the Late Show top 10. And I've got it here, and I can't remember exactly where I put it at. It's like here in June somewhere. Mm-hmm. It was right before I started the command, and it was sent to me by a friend of mine that used to be on my ship. Now he's retired. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was pretty funny. And I think we read it once on the show just for – just for the chat of it. And I wanted to bring it back because it was actually pretty funny. Oh. Here it is. This is the top 10 list of what happens when you deal with MUDS women. Whatever kind of bad hair day you're having, a few tablets of Vetus drug can fix it. Vulcanary males don't let hot chicks get to them unless they want them to.
Oh, no.
When it comes down to the choice between crashing your starship into a planet for lack of crystals and letting criminals go ashore, crash the ship. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's the Starfleet way.
Federation starships can maintain a standard orbit for 3 days on batteries.
Yeah.
Dilithium crystals are worth 300 times their weight in diamonds, 1,000 times their weight in gold. The math doesn't quite work out.
No, it doesn't.
But hey, it's Star Trek.
It's Star Trek. We just take it.
When Starship runs on crystals, something's bound to go wrong. Yeah. Lithium miners always isolated and horny and authorized to sell crystals to any passing customer. Oh, and they dress like pirates, too, all the time. Therefore, not to be trusted.
Not to be trusted.
Number three, the ship's computer will always find the truth and display a person's history and criminal record given time and a name.
Uh-huh.
Number two, if a small J-class cargo vessel tries to outrun your starship by entering an asteroid field, its captain is guilty of something. Don't matter what he says. And the number one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Never trust a man dressed as a pirate, even in the 23rd century. Here's an extra note. Extra. Federation engineers can field modify, calibrate, install an entire array of dilithium crystals while in a decaying orbit in less than 45 minutes.
Yes.
But they cannot be trusted to have spare parts on board.
No.
It's a law or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I never. That's an interesting point. I don't understand why they never had any spare warp cores. I mean, why?
You ever see how big a warp core is?
Well, you know, build a 10 deck room where you get a warp core, because they can.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. If you like in the D class Enterprise, that whole lower bottom section.
Yeah.
All the way up from top to bottom was the warp core.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Okay, so yeah, you can't keep a spare warp core around.
Cool. Well, all right, that was our Trek, funnier Trek. Now, you got some announcements to make. I can't wait to hear these. Some of them are very, very interesting, and there's one we're not sure we could tell you about yet, but we're gonna go ahead and do some announcements.
We're gonna throw some hints.
Mm-hmm.
The Lou Trek Show is expanding and advancing itself. And in the future, you might find us somewhere that you probably would have never expected us to be at. So keep tuned and keep listening, because you never know where we might show up at.
Yeah.
Now, concerning Starbase Indy. Starbase Indy has added William Morgan Shepard. Of course, Everyone knows him as the Klingon Gulag commander in Star Trek Undiscovered Country.
Roarapente. Yep.
Yes, welcome to the Gulag, Roarapente. Work well and live.
Work bad. Work
poorly, and your punishment is brought to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there nothing lives. The man was a classic.
It was cool. Anyway,
and Jeff Richter, who played a alien species that kidnapped Picard and put him in a room with three other aliens, and left doppelganger in his place to let him basically run Ruckshaw across the thing
and do drinking songs with the crew.
Yeah, with the crew.
Yep.
Are both going to be at the convention. It's $25
yep.
for the whole weekend.
And you can find out information on it at www.starbaseindy.com.
Yep.
That's www.starbaseindy.com.
Yes, and don't be surprised if you hear or see something about a really cool Star Trek podcast there. But we're not going to say anymore.
What podcast?
A really cool one. A Star Trek-based podcast.
The other thing I have is Walter Kroenig. Everyone knows him as Mr. Chekhov on Star Trek. Well, what? He is the only member of Star Trek, the TOS series crew, that's not on the Walk of Fame. And I don't know about you, Lou, but I personally think it's unfair.
Yeah, there
is a campaign for all of us Trekkie fans, or trackers, depending on which side of the fence you want to be on.
We've talked about that before.
That's another comedy routine we'll have to bring back. The website to write in to have his star put on the Walk of Fame is http://www.walterkroenigsite.com/waltersstar.html. Please, if you are any kind of Star Trek fan, take the time, download this HTML, print it, mail it out, and let's get Walter his spot on the Walk of Fame with the rest of the Star Trek crew, because he deserves it.
Absolutely. And if you didn't write down that website, don't worry, it's going to be on the main page at lewtrekshow.com. All right, what else you got?
Klingon space. If you're a Klingon fan like I am, kapla! Then you need to come to www.klingonspace.ning.com and sign up, and you'll also find the Lou Trek Show there, too, as well.
Yes, because
Lou Trek Show and Klingon Space are hand-in-hand co-op together to promote Star Trek.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm trying
to be... You can go into our group, and if you want to leave comments to the group as well and talk about the show that you download, by means, leave your comments there, because as the chief administrator, your creator, and the ultimate Klingon god, I get to see everything. So I definitely will get anything in that group sent to me, and I will be more than happy to pass it on to Lou, and we will talk about it on our show.
Absolutely, and I've been active in Klingon space as well since Brian promoted me to the head bottle washer.
You washed the blood wine bottles now? I thought you were barkeep.
No, I haven't gotten there just yet. And really, it's been a blessing that you promoted me to that from exterior window washer. Because, quite frankly, I've been always afraid every time I'm out there washing windows that you're going to kick it into warp drive.
Oh, no. This is a ship, buddy. This is my home.
Oh.
This is the house of Tacha Zeus. You'd be outside with all the wild animals. That's why I had to bring you inside. You don't know how to use a Klingon weapon.
No, not yet.
I have to put you back at the bar again.
Yeah. But, you know, after you cut me in the face the other day, I think you probably better. Yeah.
I don't want you washing bottles. That's beneath you.
Hey, a guy's got to start out somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah. Back at the bar where you belong. And this time, duck when they throw the knives at you.
A Klingon warrior never ducks.
Yeah, they do. If they want to live.
If they're smart.
Trust me, I've ducked many of blows because if I hit it, they'd kill me.
I hear you. Okay, well, hey, you know, unless you've got any more.
Nope, I don't have any more unless you got some.
Wow. We're at that part of the show where we don't know what else to say. Imagine that, huh? Here we go. Good enough. Okay. And
who's our independent artist?
You want an independent artist today?
Yeah, what's our independent... we always have an independent artist.
That's true. At the end of the show...
That's our big niche. That's our big... Mm-hmm. We know we're getting towards the end of the show when we get to our independent artist.
There you go. Well, I did a lot of searching since today was a tribute show again, and I came up with one from the Highway Cowboys. And this is called Saying Goodbye. Give a listen. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Was the Highway Cowboys and Saying Goodbye. Somehow I think that was fitting for tonight, don't you?
Yes, it was. It was very fitting.
All right. Well, as always, Brian, it was a pleasure to have you. And like the General said, hopefully we're getting better at this, but I don't know. We'll get there. Especially when
You know what? Anytime someone says, hey, thank you.
You bet.
And people ask me about it, and we get letters from people that this says that somebody's taking the time and listening to us. And as long as there's somebody out there listening to us, I have no problem with coming out and doing this show.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. That's the way I figure it too. And, you know, we may not have... We're at a point where we haven't really exactly exploded, but I think after Starbase Indy, we'll probably be doing pretty good. Not that we're saying anything.
You're just giving away everything. Why don't you just tell them now?
No, I didn't say anything. Because you're going to be at Starbase Indy, and you're going to have a good time.
Yes, I'm going to have an excellent time.
Excellent, and I wish I could be there. So
I wish you could be there, too, because it's... I'm gonna miss not having you there, but it's still gonna be fun. And the nice thing is you'll get to see and hear everything later on.
Yeah, you will hear it all about it. You bet. So, okay, Brian. Hey, thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, so that's gonna bring us to the end. I want to thank everyone for coming tonight. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, lewtrekshow.com/Twitter, and send us an email to lewtrekshow@gmail.com or COUSSGorkin@yahoo.com. Brian, say goodnight.